How's Peyton?
It's good. It's good. You know, I mean, we got a good day's work today, so we'll just see how the week, rest of the week goes. And, you know, Sunday comes around and see how he feels.
He went out for the five, but on that play where CJ, we thought he scored, Peyton tried to throw a block. Do you ever remind him, like, that's probably not in his best interest, even if it was?
I think there was a get out of the way,
okay,
said by me at least, and maybe about seven other people. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just instincts take over, and he just went to try to help spring him to see if he can get in the end zone, so I don't even think he was really thinking about it.
Okay. I mean, there were some suggestions that maybe your game plan was going one way, and did you make an adjustment in light of how Peyton felt?
I think the adjustment that we came out, and they kind of threw a different defense at us on the first play. They went to a different personnel grouping, so that kind of changed what we were kind of had planned to start the game. And then, you know, we got obviously the sack fumble on that the first throw. So right there we just kind of were trying to feel out what's the best avenue to go, and we just made some changes. But, I mean, he was throwing the ball well, so I wasn't really worried about that. And he was, you know, in good frame of mind. So I wasn't really worried about the way, you know,
but
the direction our game was going.
You know, like limited and that type of.
Well, he was good about the whole, you know, before the game, as you know, as far as being careful about being out there too early, throwing too much, and so he did a good job of that.
How healthy is Clady looking this week? And looking back a week, how did Clark play in his absence?
Clark did a good job. You know, it's been a while since we've had to. You know, he came in that game thinking he was going to be playing tight end, and then all of a sudden he's playing left tackle. So, but he did a good job. He was ready to go. He didn't have any kind of mental mistakes, and so he filled in well. And then, you know, Ryan, we'll just see how the week goes, and we'll just keep working with him and seeing how he feels on Monday night.
With the domino effect of Cornick not playing and then Ryan getting hurt, did that kind of force Julius to be a blocker more than you wanted for his first game back because Chris had to go inside?
No, once we got him back, you know, we just knew we felt good about everything. As far as he was concerned, there was no, hey, I only can do this or I only can do that. He was just ready to go. Hey, whatever you put me in, call it, and we'll run it. So there was no concerns. I mean, once he's up, we felt good about what he could do.
A month into the way this thing shifted offensively, do you have a better feel in game now, kind of how you call plays, given that are you more comfortable now, I guess I'm saying, the way the balance has shifted?
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically just trying to see where we're at on third down. I think that's the hardest part. When you get too many third and tens, you know, that's where it gets difficult. And San Diego did a good job of really putting us in some tough situations. And all these guys did a great job of making plays in some key situations. So as far as, you know, calling the game, I feel like the way we're doing it right now is it's been effective. And we'll just keep looking for that effective balance.
What have you seen from the Bengals D on paper, and I know that they their numbers aren't what they've been in recent years, or maybe that's an injury, but what do you see?
Well, you can tell they're starting to get more healthy, and their guys are playing well. I mean, we're looking at the tape, and you see a team that causes a lot of problems. You know, they got a great blitz package, and they're playing well, you know, in their base defense when they're not blitzing. So, you know, this is a challenge for us. It's a different kind of challenge because we haven't really seen a team that's this multiple, you know, as far as their nickel package. So we got our work cut out for us, and it's going to be one of those ones we got to be really dialed in this week.
Seems like almost every one of your guys has been on the injury report, even for a brief time this season. Has that been a challenge, or is it just part of the league?
That's just part of it. I think every team in the NFL is probably about the same. I mean, if you would put everybody's injury report up against each other, it's probably going to look similar. I mean, this is a long season. That's why the NFL is tough to make it this far and have success and then carry it up through the next part of the season. So, I mean, it's a difficult, you know, run to have to really have a lot of wins and make it to the playoffs.
Is there a concern about CJ's workload and his health going forward?
Well, the good thing is he hasn't had many carries over the last couple of years, so I'm sure the last four games aren't really going to, you know, hurt him too bad. So he's fine with what we're doing with him, and we're going to make sure that, you know, we keep him in a good rhythm and let him do his thing.
It was easy to run when you were running well, but the last few weeks have been tough sledding, but you've remained committed to it. Is that part of getting over, you know, this philosophical changes? Even if it's 2.8 yards a carry or 3, that we got to stay committed to kind of what we're doing?
Well, we feel like we're playing well with the way we're doing it. And the good thing is when we do have 2-3 yards of carry, the next play, whether it be a run or a pass, we're making sure we're staying out of those third and long situations. That's the key.
Okay.
And as long as we're not getting 2-0 runs in a row, we're fine.
Right.
We'll put ourselves in good position to make sure we're converting or trying to convert third downs or getting another first down, get a new set of downs.
Is there any common denominator on the drives that get really close down to the 1 or inside the 10 and then you guys end up settling for the field goals? Inconsistency.
Well, what happens is you got more guys in the box. So you start to try to run it, and all of a sudden you got less guys to block than they have available to make a tackle. And then you start to throw it, and you got very little room to throw it. And you got to be on it, and, you know, that's where it gets difficult. You get inside the 5, it gets real tight. I mean, the defensive coaches will tell you, hey, I'd rather be inside the 5 than on the 10 because the more room you got, the more things you can do on offense. The tighter it gets, the harder it gets. So, I mean, if you look around the league, it's tough to score. You get third and goal from the 5 or inside of that, it's tough to get in there.
Okay.